Akira. Akira is a bird. He lives in Japan. He is a friendly and curious bird. He is very funny. He likes making jokes. He has got several friends. They love Akira very much. They laugh at his jokes. He has got a big family. He has got two sisters and two brothers. He lives with his parents. He is very happy with his parents and his friends. Akira is very little. He has got colorful feathers. He has got big blue eyes. He is very tiny, but he is very strong. He can fly for hours. He likes traveling very much. He wants to see the world. He wants to make new friends. He wants to learn new things about the world. One day, he decides to fly to China. He talks to his family. "I want to fly to China," he says. His family is very happy and excited. His father says, "Okay, son, you are very curious and your wings are very strong. Please be careful on your way." His mother says, "Oh, my dear son, my tiny little sweet son, I will miss you very much. Please come back soon." He hugs his parents. He kisses his brothers and sisters. Then the adventure begins. He arrives in China after 5 days. He is very tired, hungry, and thirsty. He finds some food. He starts to eat his food. He sees a little lake. He drinks water there. He is very happy now. "China is a great country," he says. A white bird comes near him. They meet and become friends. Her name is Nia. She is a Chinese bird. Akira asks questions about China and Chinese people. Nia answers the questions. "What do Chinese people like eating?" asks Akira. Nia says, "They like eating rice very much. They eat it with chopsticks." Akira asks another question. "What is your favorite place in China?" "My favorite place is the Great Wall of China. I love flying above it very much. Do you want to see it?" says Nia. Akira gets very excited and he shouts, "Of course!" Now they are flying above the Great Wall of China. It is very huge and impressive. Akira is very happy. He is glad to be there. He thanks Nia and kisses her goodbye. It is time for a new adventure. He decides to fly to Russia. After a long travel, Akira arrives in Russia. It is very cold and he is very tired. He sees a nest and decides to have some rest there. He sleeps there for a while. Then he hears a noise. Someone is shouting, "Help! Help! There is someone in my nest!" Akira opens his eyes and sees a pink bird. The pink bird is very angry and scared. Akira tries to talk to the pink bird, but it flies away. A few minutes later, it comes back. This time, it is not alone. There are at least five other birds. They are all different colors. They all look very angry. "Who are you?" asks the brown bird. "What are you doing here?" shouts the green bird. "Why are you sleeping in our nest?" yells the black one. Akira introduces himself and apologizes to them. He tells his story. "I want to see the world. I want to learn a few things about Russia and Russian people," explains Akira. "We are sorry too. You are our guest and friend now." "We are glad to meet you," says the blackbird. "Yes, we are friends now," says the pink bird happily. "Are you hungry?" asks the green bird. "Yes, I am. I'm starving," says Akira. They have dinner together. They sing songs and tell jokes. The pink bird, Anna, tells a famous Russian tale. The blackbird, Anton, asks a riddle. The green bird, Veronica, tells Akira a tongue twister. Akira reads them a haiku. Haikus are short Japanese poems, informs Akira. They are eating, chatting, singing, and laughing now. They are very happy. They decide to visit the famous Great Kremlin Palace in the morning. Now they are flying above the Great Kremlin Palace. It is a fascinating place. Akira says farewell to his Russian friends. He starts flying for his new adventure. The weather is very nice. The air is clean. There are a lot of birds in the sky. They say hi to Akira. He answers them with a smile. Everything is perfect. He thinks about his family. He misses them. He misses his friends too. What are they doing now? He wonders. "My parents prepare lunch at this time every day. My sisters play their favorite game. My brothers collect new leaves for our nest." He talks to himself. After the meal, they always chat for a while sometimes. They fly to the lake and play games there. They usually have a bath after the game. Oh, how I miss them. Suddenly, Akira feels a pain in his left wing. He feels dizzy too. This is very bad now. He feels a terrible pain in his right wing too. He is falling. He opens his eyes. He is in a bed. He feels terrible. His wings are aching. He can't move his wings. There is some water in a nutshell near his bed. There is some bird seed on a leaf. He eats the bird food and drinks some water. He shouts, "Hello? Is there anyone here?" But there's no answer. He shouts again, but no one answers. It's getting dark now. He is very scared. He cannot move. He starts crying. "Oh, Mommy. Oh, Daddy. I'm so lonely and scared." He cries for a while. Then he falls asleep. In his dream, his mother is crying. The next morning, Akira wakes up. He sees fresh water and bird seed again. He eats the bird seed and drinks the water. He feels good now. He hears a noise. He shouts, "Hello? Is there anyone here?" A very little bird comes. It looks shy. "Hello, my name is Mashuk. How are you today?" says the bird slowly. "Hi, my name is Akira. I'm fine, thank you. I can't remember anything. Where am I?" "You are in Turkey. This is my nest. I live here with my father," says the little bird. "Where is your father?" asks Akira. "He is not here," says Mashuk sadly. He is about to cry. He tells his father's story. "I love sunflowers very much. My father brings them every day. One day, he flies to a sunflower field. He starts picking up sunflower seeds for me. The owner sees him. My father is very beautiful bird. He catches my father. He puts him in a cage. He lives in a cage now. I can't help him because I'm very weak. The owner goes to the town every day. He leaves the window open. I visit my father every day. I take some bird seed from his cage. I bring the bird seed to you," says Mashuk. He is crying now. He misses his father. "Don't worry, Mashuk. You are my friend. I want to help you," says Akira. Mashuk is very happy now. They can rescue his father together. Mashuk looks after Akira. He brings food and water for Akira every day. A few days later, Akira feels strong again. His wings don't ache. He can fly again. "Let's make a plan and rescue your father," says Akira to Mashuk. They fly to the farmhouse. The window is open. They fly near to the cage. Mashuk and his father are very happy. "I need a stick," says Akira. Mashuk fetches a stick. They opened the cage with the stick. Mashuk's father is free now. They are all very happy. Mashuk hugs and kisses his father. They fly back to their nest. They have a nice dinner together. They sing songs together. Akira thanks his friend. He says, Mashuk, thank you very much for saving my life. You are very helpful and hospitable. Mashuk says, you are welcome, Akira. I thank you for rescuing my father. I want to learn a few things about Turkey and Turkish people. What are the Turkish people like? Asks Akira curiously. They are very friendly and helpful. They are very hardworking, answers Mashuk's father. What is your favorite place in Turkey? Asks Akira. Well, we are in Istanbul. I like the Maiden's Tower very much. It is a beautiful tower. Let's go there tomorrow. Great, says Akira. They are very tired. They go to bed early. They sleep peacefully. Now they are flying over the tower. It is very beautiful. The adventure doesn't end here. A few days later, Akira says goodbye to his Turkish friends. He decides to see France. He arrives in France in a sunny afternoon. He finds himself in a vineyard. He sees two birds. They are fighting. There are a bunch of grapes between them. They don't want to share them. This is mine. I want it for myself, says one of the birds. The other one says, no, go away. This is mine. Akira flies near them. He introduces himself. Why are you fighting? The vineyard is full of grapes. The purple bird says, but this looks very delicious. I want this one. The yellow bird says, she is right. This looks very tasty. I want to have it. There are enough grapes on this bunch for three of us. Let's eat it together. We can be friends and enjoy our meal together. The birds think for a while. They accept Akira's offer. They eat the grapes together. Can you tell me your names? Asks Akira. My name is Julie, says the purple bird. My name is Pierre, says the yellow bird. Akira tells them his story. He talks about China and Japan. He talks about Russia and his Russian friends. He talks about Turkey, his illness, and Mashuk. He talks about Mashuk's father, too. Pierre and Julie talk about France and French people. They talk about the Eiffel Tower and Chaps Elise. I love Chaps Elise very much. It is a famous street in Paris. There are a lot of cafes and stores. It is fantastic, says Julie. Let's go there tonight. It looks wonderful at night, says Pierre. Now they are flying above Champs-Élysées. It is really fantastic. They go to a forest. They find a place to sleep. The three birds wake up in the morning. They go to the vineyard for breakfast. Julie finds a delicious bunch of grapes. She calls Pierre. Pierre, come here. There is a bunch of grapes. Let's eat it together. Pierre calls Akira. They eat the grapes together. They are full now. Julie says, I'm sorry about yesterday. It's good to share food with friends, to Pierre. Pierre says, I'm sorry too. Please forgive me. Fighting is bad, but sharing is good. Akira is very happy. His friends share their food. They don't fight. This is my last day here, says Akira. Do you want to see the Eiffel Tower? It is very famous, says Pierre. They fly to the tower. Now they are flying above the famous Eiffel Tower. They are very happy. Akira says goodbye to his French friends. He decides to go to Spain. After a lovely but tiring travel, he arrives in Spain. He sees perches upon a street light. He hears a loud noise. A lot of people are screaming and running down the street. What is going on? He wonders. He is scared. It looks very bad. Hundreds of people are escaping from something. What is it? How can I help them? He mutters to himself. You can't, says a voice. Akira is surprised. He looks around and sees a bird. I mean, they don't need help, says the bird. Look, screams Akira. A lot of bulls are chasing them. What's happening here? The bird laughs loudly. Is this your first visit to Spain? She says, yes, it is. My name is Carmen. What is your name? Asks the bird. My name is Akira. Well, this is a Spanish tradition. Every July, many people come here from different parts of the world. Bulls chase them and they run. It is called the San Fermin Festival. Are you kidding me? No, I am serious. People have fun. I have fun too. Look at them. They watch the people for a while. Akira is shocked. They really look excited and happy. How interesting. It is very different from my country, Japan. There are flamingo dancers down the street. Do you want to watch them? Asks Carmen. Yes, I love dancing. Let's go there, says Akira. Akira spends two wonderful days in Spain. He makes several friends there. He thanks his friends and says, it's time to go back to my family. I miss them very much. Thank you for everything. He starts his travel back to his country. He thinks about his adventures and his new friends along the way. Now he knows a lot of things about the world. He has a lot of new friends. He is very happy and proud. He arrives in his family's nest. They welcome him with joy. "Welcome, sweetie," says his mother. "Tell us everything about your adventure," says his father. His sisters and brothers hug him. They set the table, and Akira starts telling his story in China.